Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
I've been a fan of our next guest since his very first Joe Pickett novel. His 13th is now out. It is entitled Breaking Point, and it's a great pleasure to welcome C.J. Box to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back again. I appreciate it.
Well, it's very nice to have you here. I'm a big fan of these novels, and the fact that you have created this entire world and you have created this character of Joe Pickett is a wonderful thing for me as a reader and for many other readers I know. Give us a sense of how Joe Pickett came to be, of bringing this character and looking at your area of the world and putting him in all sorts of places and situations.
Well, Joe Pickett is a game warden, meaning he works for the state. Game wardens are kind of unique in the West in that they've got huge districts that they're in charge of, and they're involved in, you know, not only enforcing game and fish regulations, but oftentimes involved in other things because it's just so few people and so few law enforcement that, you know, naturally he'd be involved in all sorts of things. And in this case, since the very first book, Joe Pickett has somehow gotten involved in very big issues and controversies, mainly because of his job and his location. And in the newest one, it involves, you know, based on a true story where the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, brought action against a couple in Idaho that I transferred into fictional Wyoming to explore that. But it's also about, you know, the culture of the area. I think all books, no matter, you know, who done it in the end, need to be about something. And I try to make these books about something.
And here's a guy who is a game warden, and he's really trying to do what is best for the people and for the environment, but boy, has a lot of trouble in doing that.
Oh, yes. And he generally finds himself straddling the line between, you know, extremists on both sides and trying to do the right thing. He's in an odd position of being a state employee, so he's a government employee, but at the same time often finds himself up against other government bureaucrats and the feds and some kind of nasty people on the ground too.
And I assume, I mentioned this is the 13th Joe Pickett novel, I assume you knew eventually you were going to take on the EPA?
Well, you know, the very first book, Open Season, was about the Endangered Species Act, so I've been kind of doing this for quite a long time, although this is the first time I've actually featured the EPA as, in this case, the bad guy.
So, again, but you knew that was coming, right? I mean, you as you said, you took a real case. You certainly look at the good and bad and figure, well, that was inevitable.
Well, it was, yes. I mean, when I first started out, I certainly didn't know there would be 13 novels. But as I went along, and I try to stay as close as I can to the ground out here to, you know, kind of monitor what people are talking about, what issues there are. And there's no doubt, especially in the last few years, that, you know, an awful lot of people think that that agency in particular has begun to really overreach. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about it, a lot of controversy.
You mentioned that this was from a case in Idaho that you moved into fictional Wyoming. The real case, as you note in your afterword, involves the Sackett family of Idaho. And what was it about the Sacketts' struggle with the EPA that came to your attention and gave you an idea for a novel?
Well, it's one of the most outrageous cases I'd ever heard of, and I didn't really find out about it until, in fact, it went to the Supreme Court last year, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Sacketts 9-0 against the EPA. But what happened was that the Sacketts bought a two-acre parcel in a subdevelopment surrounded by homes, began to build their own home, and a couple of EPA employees showed up and said that they were tampering with the wetlands although they didn't offer any proof and no documentation. And from that day forward, the Sacketts were suddenly being fined $80,000 a day until they restored this piece of ground back to the EPA's satisfaction. And, you know, I mean, I'm in favor of protecting wetlands as well, so is everybody else. But in this case, there was no proof that it was a wetland, and the EPA would not back down. And this family had luckily got a the interest of a public interest law firm, the Pacific Legal Foundation, to defend them, or else that would have just absolutely destroyed them. And they couldn't make it right. They tried everything they could do to make it right. But it went on and on and on through the judicial system until it finally wound up at the Supreme Court.
When you heard about the story, was there, I assume it came out of anger. I mean, did you write this in a rage, or was this?
Well, you know what? I did. And the more I found out about it, the madder I got. And then when I actually had the chance to speak to the Sacketts and learn some of the inside stuff from their perspective, it made me even angrier because, you know, there's nothing I hate more than bullies, and you don't like to think that your own government could be such a bully and no one at that agency say, hey, whoa, this is beyond the pale, this is harassment. But they just kept at it, and they're still keeping at it, actually.
From the very first Joe Pickett novel, This is a guy who, as a game warden, as you mentioned, is always in a fight with somebody over something that we perceive as good, but is always in trouble and kind of always fighting for his place and where he should be. And because he's a state employee, he's getting shuffled around a lot. This novel leaves it at the end where, again, he's very much in crisis when it comes to his career. And you get the idea that I guess this is just, is that a reality of that job?
Well, you know, I think it's a reality of an awful lot of jobs where, you know, they're trying to do the right thing. Joe Pickett certainly is. He certainly believes in his job description and has a real connection with the outdoors and with the locals and with the wildlife. And inevitably, he finds himself up against other forces, that have their own agendas. And, you know, he's starting to doubt if he's making a difference or doing any good. And so he's kind of having a crisis about that.
And in keeping him, you also want to keep him mobile. I mean, that's one of the things that I find interesting about this character is he's able to, the family element, which is very strong in some of the novels, is a bit on the bench here because he's away from home. And
right.
So this character gets to travel, which is very nice.
Right. Well, I mean, he doesn't travel much out of the state of Wyoming, but because the state is so big.
So big, right.
Diverse kind of terrain and wildlife and environments, it kind of puts him in different spots every time. And I really like being able to place him in situations where he can't necessarily be comfortable and go home every night, because then it kind of brings out the most desperate parts of him and the situation.
The thing that I find also fascinating is this is a book that is very regional in nature, and yet it seems to have found a broad audience. What do you think it is? And I guess without oversimplifying it, I guess it's the same reason why we find the national park so universally appealing.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, I think what it is, I mean, I'm a reader too, and I like nothing better than to read a novel that's set in an area and that explores that area and the culture and the terrain and the people, as well as tells a good story. And I think being transported into another place has a lot of appeal to readers. I know it does with me. I mean, I read books about areas, you know, I mean, you know, Dragon Tattoo in Scandinavia. I didn't really care that much about the area, but now I think I know it pretty well. And I think it's important to try to put the reader in that place so that they're comfortable.
Well, the name of the new novel is Breaking Point, a Joe Pickett novel. It is just out. And CJ Box, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. We wish you all the luck in the world with the new novel and look forward to having you back on the program.
Well, thank you once again. It's really always a pleasure to talk with you.
A great treat. Thank you very much. Again, the title of the new novel, Breaking Point. It is published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.